Welcome, Jacob.
Thanks for having us.
And it turns out you have another release. You have an EP.
We have a. It's going to be five songs. Mm-hmm. It's a short little EP.
And how? What's? Does it have a name?
Hoop Dog Style.
Hoop Dog Style.
Style.
Okay, got it. I'm going to write that down so I don't have to ask you again later in the. Why don't you get started with a song? And actually, first, I would love you to introduce. So last time you were here, it was just you and Camille. So you've kind of upsized since then.
We've upsized a little bit.
You've got a band called The Salty Dogs. Would you please introduce us to The Salty Dogs here?
Absolutely. We're starting with Joseph Anderson on the saxophone over here. He's got the Barry saxophone. We got Mike Schell on the alto saxophone. We got Big Al on the cymbal. We got Brother Owen Mann on the drums. We got Kamiamia on the vocals
Camille.
Over here. And Adam Skunch on the bass.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. And it's great to have Joe back, who used to be a student here at KUMD and actually helped me do some of these sessions and so was very helpful today as well. Thank you, Joe.
No problem.
What do you want to get started with here?
Where did you in a pinch?
It's no goodbye. It'll do ya. It's no good, and it's no good, and it'll do ya. It'll do ya.
In a pinch. In a pinch. In a pinch. In a pinch.
Yeah, for you on a pinch of fire.
And you can smoke out a broken heart. Get over the hard part. Get out of bed and get a head start on the next big thing.
All these easy simple matters from which every walk and single
thing. Be a king with a new bell, with exclusive rights to ring. Yeah, you can smoke out a broken heart. Smoke your heart out just as well.
Well, it's no good and it's no good, but it'll do ya. Yeah, it'll do ya.
In a pinch.
Thank you.
That is Jacob Mann and the Salty Dogs live from Studio A. And is that one from the EP?
That's not even on the EP.
Is it new or it's just a song that's not on the EP?
Yeah, all of it.
All right. So it's a new song that is not on the EP. So I was trying to remember, like I saw you at Homegrown and I think you had kind of this configuration.
This is the configuration.
So this isn't a new thing. You've done a lot of acoustic stuff. I've seen you do a lot of acoustic stuff. I think you were acoustic last time you were here, but you've
Absolutely.
Been doing a band thing for a while. Tell me about how this all came together.
We wanted to put a band together for that Homegrown show.
Also, that was kind of the beginning. I know
that
you
was
played
our first time.
Oh,
yep.
Great. Okay.
And then we liked it so much that we didn't want to not do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So the opposite of that was to do it again. So that's what we've been doing.
So that was the I didn't realize that was the first time that you'd had this configuration altogether. How fun.
Yeah, it was. That was a gas.
And you were very well-dressed, too. Everybody
Thank
was
you.
Wearing suit coats. It was very colorful. I pulled up the picture here to remind myself. Well, so I know that you had worked with Camille before. You, of course, worked with your brother, Owen, for years and years and years.
Absolutely.
How did everybody else get involved?
We met Joe and Adam, I think, at Beaner's Central at different times for, like, open mic type events. And then Mike Schell was Joe recommended him to us and we just invited him over to practice once and it was awesome.
Well, and this really changes up what you do because, you know, horns and you know, electric and everything.
Everything's different.
Really.
The way we write songs is totally, you know, different than arranging for one guitar.
So tell me about how you approach writing songs now. With the band.
I just have in mind that we could maybe pull off a huge horn blast or, you know, anything with drums and bass is different than just an acoustic guitar. And then we also, like, much more often lately, I'll have a song and I'll bring it to the band with loose expectations of anything. And everybody kind of throws their own little thing into it.
Whereas so, before, maybe you had them more completely written and just did them.
I mean, before I just wasn't showing a song to, you know, five or six people. It was just me. So it was whatever I want. And it just, you know, this is more complex. There's more moving parts. Not that acoustic guitar can't be complex. Some people are very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, we like this. We like rock and roll. This is closer to the music we listen to, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen, like, I do love to listen to acoustic music, but, and maybe that's a product of being in a rock and roll band,
mm-hmm.
but I just tend to listen to a lot more rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember you talking about you and Owen back in where you used to live, out in the Bemidji area,
yep.
right? And you were playing, like, rock covers and things.
Yeah.
So is this kind of back to kind of what you were doing in any way, or?
A little mm-hmm. bit. We don't play very many covers.
Yeah, we were mainly a cover.
And when we
group.
When mm-hmm. Owen and I were doing rock covers, it was acoustic versions.
Oh, you were. Okay.
We didn't have
covers.
A drummer. It was just I played bass. I wasn't drumming then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Originally a drummer.
So this
drumming's
is
also new.
To you?
Pretty, well,
was that the first? Yeah. Well,
you had to learn to play drums so we could have a drummer at home growing.
So that was the first, cuz you also played with Jeffrey James O'Loughlin,
yeah.
right?
He's the whole kind of the reason I started, because he would just show up to open mics and be like, "Well,
I need a band.
No one else is. You should do it." And I was like, "Well, I'll do it."
And how are you enjoying it, Owen?
I dig it. I have
Great.
A lot of fun hitting all of the drums.
Including a giant cymbal that you have. Oh, I guess you're not hitting that one, though.
It's a big one.
That's
That's Big Al's job.
That's Big Al's job.
Yeah. Very much a fan of the big cymbals, for
nice.
Sure.
Well, that's fun. So you get to explore a whole new world. Are you ever going to go back to the bass, do you think, or just done with
it? Yeah. I'm working on making that a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to eventually get more into bass stuff, but drums is fine.
Mm-hmm. It's all in the rhythm section, so it's all the same because it's in the rhythm section, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so last time you were here, you were talking, you had just put out your first full-length album.
Absolutely.
And at that time, you said you had a few songs left over from those sessions. Did any of those make it onto the EP?
Not at all.
Oh, so you just completely, new direction, new songs.
Mm-hmm.
Did it kind of free up something in your mind to like write a bunch of new songs with the band in mind?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, when we did that first Homegrown show, I think we had two sort of band songs together that I had written after that first solo album release. Two band songs that I thought, oh, this would be cool with a band. I didn't actually write them for a band, but then we the first time we learned them, we invited Adam and Camille over and Joe, and we did it off with a band right off the bat. And then the rest of the Homegrown set was stuff, I think, off that first solo album. So we converted some of those songs, and then we had two band songs. And there was, like, pretty significant difference in the energy of the old songs and then the band songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun after we, you know, really got into writing with a band in mind.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And did you write all the songs? Well, it's under your name, I guess, Jacob Mann,
yeah,
and Salted Dog. So
I wrote the songs, but everybody's got their little things that they kind of... But I had the original idea, maybe, and then everybody added their other original ideas.
The Salty Dog touch.
The salty
they
dog
added
touch.
Their little salty dog touch.
They made it saltier.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of fun. And you kind of are doing the EP DIY, it seems like.
We completely DIY'd it.
Where did you record it?
Skunch Studios.
Which is?
It's in West. It's actually Adam's garage.
Oh, okay.
I used to have a garage for a car, but then we decided that having a music studio was more beneficial and more fun. So so we put some carpet on the walls and...
It's like a brown little portal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you go in and it's just all brown. And it's not very well lit.
No.
And so you're in this brown room. You could enter at 11 a.m. and then you come out at 8 p.m. and it's all dark out. And you're like, whoa, where did all that time go?
It's like another dimension.
All you can remember is the brown.
The Skunch dimension.
The Skunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune, and then we can talk a little bit more about the EP and what else is going on for you. What do you want to play next?
I think we'll do one off the record. We'll do Why Does She Leave in the key of F. Let's start with a banger from Mike. We're starting on the B flat of the verse.
Oh, yeah.
One... Probably doesn't know what to do with it.
Why does she leave? Why does she leave? Oh, why? You leave me out to dry.
A little Joseph Anderson.
Fire hose, and I was the raisin. Would you spare the harsh phrasing? Don't tell me I'm too tired. Don't tell me to get on my bucket or be fired.
Like a Man and the Salty Dogs, live from Studio A, and that's one from their new EP, Hoop Dog Style.
Hoop Dog Style.
Where'd the name come from?
We like to. So there's the lead singer and bass player of Primus, Les Claypool, has a song he wrote called Winona's Big Brown Beaver. He covered his own song on his CD, 4 Foot Shack, by Duo De Twang, which is him doing acoustic bass with a slide guitar player, and he doesn't do it on the Primus version of Winona's Big Brown Beaver, but on the Duo De Twang right before a huge bass drop,
gives it a little hoop dog.
Yeah, he gives it a little hoop dog. He goes hoop dog, and then he gets into it.
Nice.
And we're like, yo, that's what we need to start doing.
That's been a running thing. We normally do that at shows if we like it.
If we can throw a hoop dog in,
if we like
will.
The song, we'll throw in a little hoop dog.
If we like the crowd, we'll throw
in
a hoop dog.
It's a form of celebration, yeah. I'd say.
And a tip of the hat to Les Claypool.
Tip of that.
Nice.
I just like him.
So that must be some of the rock that you're getting into lately.
Oh, absolutely. We like...
Owen's a big Primus fan.
Owen's a big old big fat,
being a
big
bass
fat.
Player.
Owen thinks of it, likes to talk about himself in the third person.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I always enjoy talking to Jacob. Every time you come in, like it seems like you're listening to something new. Like you seem like a very voracious music consumer, and you're inspired by so many different things.
We love to consume.
Mm-hmm.
We been really into rock and roll. What have we been listening to? Warren Zevon, mm-hmm. and the Modern Lovers.
A lot of Black Eyed Snakes.
Oh, Black Eyed Snakes.
Frank Zappa.
Over and over.
Frank Zappa's been a big one.
Yeah. Zappa.
Jeffrey James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing is Jeffrey James O'Loughlin is, I think we talked about him a little bit last time.
Yep.
And he's still like very prominent in our influences list.
Yeah, he's great. He's a local treasure.
Yeah, for sure.
So you recorded the EP in Adam's garage, yeah. And then tell me about the artwork. I don't have it in my hands yet.
Oh,
so
yeah,
who did the artwork?
We haven't given it to you yet, have we?
Well, rumor has it that you're still putting it together.
Oh no, we have some.
Oh, you do. Yeah. All right,
we have a few.
All right, you'll have to get me a copy.
We have like at least a couple.
Okay. All right. Well, if I could.
Actually, we just have one.
Well, as long as it has our name on it, we're happy.
Okay. We've got one.
It's for you.
We might have to run out of the car before we leave.
I have one in my backpack, but it doesn't have a case.
No, we'll get you a good case. We'll get you a case. It's got. We call it the hoop dog poop dog. And it's just a dog that looks kind of like a poop.
Okay.
We did it ourselves, right?
I drew it for a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made it into a sticker, and we thought, heck,
let's make it into shirts.
Let's do shirts.
Let's make it into an EP cover.
And then, yeah, and now we're just, you know, we're saving money and living better.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of mileage off very simple logos, too.
Yeah, and it doesn't look super professional.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look poopy, though.
It doesn't, yeah, it's yeah, not
I'm
as poopy.
I'm actually kind of offended. I didn't know we called it that.
Oh.
Band meeting. We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
I want to put a cat on the next one and call it meh.
Yeah.
Well, and at the rate you're going, I suspect there's going to be a new one. Like a year from now, we'll be back in here.
We can try to put one out quarterly.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we
quarterly.
We did this one in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We just said we need a thing, and we already had Blush booked.
Mm-hmm. So was it because you kind of have been doing the band thing for a while and you didn't have anything to represent
the band?
Oh, okay. And it is so different than what you were doing. I was thinking as you were performing, like just even the four people singing is pretty amazing. Those harmonies.
Thanks.
It's great. And it adds because your voice was very dominant before, which there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just a change in what you're doing.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
I definitely have enjoyed toning down the vocals a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And yet, building them up too.
Yeah,
with more people.
Yeah, more folks is more mm-hmm. powerful. You know, than me just squeezing and growling.
Yeah,
just growls. Well, we have time for one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here?
We'll do several songs. Just it's
is that the name of the song? Okay,
several.
I was just checking. I'm happy to have you do more, but we don't have all afternoon, Jacob. Sorry. Got to get to the World Cafe at some point.
Okay. One, two. Several songs. Tell me what you're afraid of. Tell me what you're afraid of. Tell me. several songs. There's gotta be a person behind the plastic. How else could something be so fantastic?
Jacob Mann and the Salty Dogs live from Studio A, and another one from their new EP, Hoop Dog Style. Tell me about that one, Jacob. What inspired that one?
So Cat Power has this album called Moon Picks, and according to her Wikipedia page, she got really scared and wrote all the songs about being scared of, like, demons that were in her house. And I thought... So then she wrote that whole album in one night. Moonpicks, being scared. And I was like, yo. Just write a whole album in one night just from being scared? I could write a song about that.
Several songs. Okay, yeah. Got it. Well, we're glad you're here in Duluth and making music, and this sounds great.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen. And you can find out more about Live from Studio A on our website, kumd.org.